Legislative Update and the Big Thank You by Sheila Wright. I would like to thank everyone who helped with our 2017 legislative seminar. There's always those that start work weeks before the event to get everything we need in place for a productive seminar. A special thanks to Rita Lynch for securing meetup locations to use as our command post, Carol and Elizabeth Coulter for preparing the packets and getting them to Jefferson City, Daniel Garcia and the Public Relations Committee for a fine press release, and Governmental Affairs Committee members and chapter presidents who helped to gather information and schedule appointments. As we began our visits at the Capitol on Monday, everyone seemed ready to go. As the morning progressed, the momentum increased. We were very successful in meeting directly with a number of House and Senate members on Monday afternoon. By the end of the first day, we heard and confirmed that RSMO 311.32H regarding accepted forms of identification for proof of age when purchasing alcohol was revised effective August 28, 2016. This is an issue that the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri took to the Missouri General Assembly after a young blind professor and businessman was unable to purchase an alcoholic beverage because our Missouri state statutes did not recognize an out-of-state non-driver's license as an acceptable form of identification for proof of age. Last year, when we brought this issue to the legislature, several representatives indicated that they felt this issue could be easily resolved and pledged to help amend the statute to correct this oversight and ensure that this form of discrimination against the blind is not permissible. However, the approach recommended was to get the language in a larger bill related to alcohol sales and control rather than a separate bill. This made it more difficult to track, and in the frenzy of action at the end of the legislative session last May, we were unable to obtain verification the relevant statute had passed. Throughout the summer and fall, we attempted to follow up, but had not been able to verify that anything had made it all the way through. As we set our legislative priorities for the 2017 Jefferson City Legislative Seminar, we brought this issue back to our elected officials to see this through to the end. And we began meetings throughout the Missouri Capitol, several representatives started looking into the statute to see how they could help. This is when we got the good news that the state statute had been amended as of August 28, 2016. The newly revised statute has been posted on our webpage and appears at the end of this article. This change is a direct result of the groundwork we began at last year's Jefferson City Legislative Seminar. On Monday evening, we met up at the Baymont Inn for dinner and briefings on the day's progress and the work still ahead of us. Tuesday morning started early to allow us an opportunity to meet with legislators before session began. By early afternoon, Federationists completed the job we had come to do in our annual Jefferson City Seminar. Thank you to all who participated in our two-day season opener. The follow-up on the appointments, attendance at committee hearings, and calls to action are all ways you can help throughout the remainder of the legislative session. Even if you were not able to be with us this week in Jefferson City, you can still participate. There's lots of session left, and we often get unexpected issues that can arise, so stay tuned. Liquor Control Law, 311.326, Section 311.328.1 to 311.329, August 28, 2016. Identification Acceptable Forms, 311.328.1. A valid and unexpired operator's or chauffeur's license issued under the provisions of Section 302.177 or a valid and unexpired operator's or chauffeur's license issued under the laws of any state or territory of the United States to residents of those states or territories or a valid and unexpired identification card or non-driver's license as provided for under Section 302.181 or a valid and unexpired non-driver's license issued under the laws of any state or territory of the United States to residents of those states or territories or a valid and unexpired identification card issued by any uninformed service of the United States or a valid and unexpired passport shall be presented by the holder thereof upon request of any agent of the Division of Alcohol and Tobacco Control or any licensee or the servant agent or employee thereof for the purpose of aiding the licensee or the servant agent or employee to determine whether or not the person is at least 21 years of age when such person desires to purchase or consume alcoholic beverages procured from a licensee. Upon such presentation, the licensee or the servant agent or employee thereof shall compare the photograph and physical characteristics noted on the license, identification card, or passport with the physical characteristics of the person presenting the license, identification card, or passport. 2. Upon proof by the licensee of full compliance with the provisions of this section, no penalty shall be imposed if the supervisor of the Division of Alcohol and Tobacco Control or the courts are satisfied that the licensee acted in good faith.